Sullivan Serials presents The American Fathers, written by Henry L. Sullivan III, performed by Adrian Curry, Amy Montgomery, Deb Dotzer, Fawzia Mirza, and Scott Duff. Episode 1, Swept Away. Part 1, Catastrophe. Sheila folded her arms, trying to eliminate the chill that had crept along her shoulders. The studio was freezing. Squeezing herself tightly, she cursed under her breath. Staying in the waiting area would have been so much easier, but Sheila wanted to get used to sitting atop this tall, uncomfortable chair in front of this large lucite table. She glanced warily at the brooding cameras keeping silent vigil around the set. A woman in the crew noticed her staring and gave her a reassuring smile. Flicking her hair, Sheila turned away sharply. It was so unfair. Promoting the university's brand was the reason administration coerced staff to go on television. Sheila narrowed her eyes and tried to remember her life before tenure. Low hourly wages, no benefits. Being faculty was better, but in many ways it was like being a servant trapped in an ivory tower. Leaning into a slouch, Sheila felt a sharp pinch to her back.
Damn it, Adam. I need a different chair.
After bugging the producer for 20 minutes, she finally got him to relent and let her come out early. Now she sat alone in the studio, feeling sorry for herself. Grumbling under her breath, Sheila desperately wished the man had a backbone. A shriek of laughter made her turn around. Emerging from the hall, the show's host and the other guest sauntered onto the set. Adrian Murray, the tall TV personality, was wearing the most stunning wig Sheila had ever seen, and a long purple tunic dress. Its flowing, bell-shaped sleeves rippled in the air as she approached. Her medallion girdle and square-shaped bodice were both laced in gold, the epitome of dynasty style. Looking down at her pantsuit, Sheila took a deep breath. She hated how the haves used dynasty fashion to make the rest of the world feel like have-nots. Of course, her first camera appearance would be with someone like this, a storm of natural beauty wrapped in a package worth more than Sheila's car. Placing her hand on the table, she braced against an onslaught of nausea. The air around her began to feel thinner as Adrian Murray approached, brazenly wielding her looks like a weapon. When she and the other guests reached the table, Adrian extended a hand.
Ah, Dr. McKinley, it's so nice to finally meet you. I'm a big fan.
Sheila stumbled off her chair and straightened her jacket.
A fan of what?
A brief hint of surprise flashed in Adrian's eyes. Without missing a beat, she fell back upon laughter.
Why, you, of course.
Clapping her hands together.
Oh, Adam is so right about that accent. The audience will simply adore you.
Sheila smiled as a burst of southern pride bucked like a stallion in her chest. Feigning innocence, she furrowed her brow.
Accent?
A nervous laugh escaped Adrian's lips.
Yeah, you're wonderful. Southern?
Huh.
Sheila shrugged.
I didn't realize I had an accent.
Adrian narrowed her eyes, but her warmth never wavered. In an obvious effort to ease the tension, the TV host took a deep breath, and as if searching for a way to change the subject, she turned and introduced the woman that had been standing beside her.
Sheila, allow me to introduce our other guests on the show today.
Another laugh.
I hope you don't mind me calling you Sheila.
Sheila smiled.
Not at all.
Dr. Sheila McKinley, this is Jazeera Saeed.
When the short, slender woman stepped around the statuesque host, Sheila felt as if they were two children standing on a playground. Jazeera's modest blouse and tasteful skirt had the opposite effect of Adrian's flashy costume. Sheila felt at ease as the world shrank around them. Breathing in deeply, she inhaled the rosy, citrusy fragrance of pomegranate.
Professor.
Jazeera smiled. Her curvy lips and warm brown eyes glimmered with a sweet boyish quality. With a flutter in her chest, Sheila resisted the urge to fawn.
Miss Saeed.
Jazeera made a disapproving grimace.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?